have these qualities, then we need to develop them. When our self-worth is strong, we will not accept positions of inferiority and abuse. We only give in to domination from others because we accept and believe that we are no good or worthless. Teenage girls in our society have, as a group, the lowest self-esteem. They buy into the demeaning of women put out by the media, the advertising world, and the women's magazines. Have you noticed that women's magazines often run the latest diet and recipes for fattening desserts in the same issue? What kind of messages are they giving us? The tobacco companies target teenage girls with their advertising. They know that women who begin smoking find it harder to quit than men. Cigarettes are more addictive than heroin. The tobacco companies know that if you take a person with low self-esteem and make them addicts, you may have them as customers for life. This is absolutely unacceptable, and we must do something about it. Because of the negative beliefs about our bodies that we have accepted from society and the heavy barrage of "you are not good enough" advertising aimed at women, it is no wonder that most of the time we do not love our bodies, and we are often disgusted by them, or we fear them. How many of us can really say that we love our rectums? We have enough trouble accepting our noses and hips. I wonder at what age we learn to equate our self-worth with our bodies. Babies never feel that they are not good enough because of the size of their hips. And is a female rectum less acceptable than a male rectum? Is a female natural odor less acceptable than a male's? If so, why? Why have we accepted that the male body is perfect and the female body is less than? We women are always trying to change our bodies. The advertising world has so much influence on us only because we believe that there is something wrong with us and it needs to be fixed. We must stop buying into their attempts to make us feel inferior. No matter where we came from, no matter how abused we were as children, we can learn to love and cherish ourselves today. As women and mothers, we can teach ourselves to develop a sense of self-worth, and then we will automatically pass this trait on to our children. Then neither we nor our children will be victims of society's beliefs. Our daughters will not allow themselves to be abused or diminished in any way, and our sons will have respect for everyone, including all the women in their lives. No baby boy is born an abuser, and no baby girl is born a victim or lacking in self-worth. Abuse of others and lack of self-esteem is learned behavior. Children are taught violence and taught to accept victimhood. If we want the adults in our society to treat each other with respect, then we must raise our children to be gentle and to have self-respect. Only in this way will the two sexes truly honor each other. Building up women does not mean having to diminish men. Male bashing is as bad as female harassment, and self-bashing is also a waste of time. We don't want to get into that. This kind of behavior keeps us all stuck, and I feel we have had quite enough of being stuck. Blaming ourselves or men or society for all the ills in our lives does nothing to heal the situation and only keeps us powerless. Blame is always a powerless act. The best thing we can do for the men in our world is to stop being victims and get our own acts together. Everybody respects someone with self-esteem. I have great compassion for men and the difficulties they face as they move through life. They too are stuck in their roles and carry great burdens and enormous pressures. From childhood on, little boys are taught not to cry or to express emotions. They are taught to hold in their feelings. In my opinion, this is a form of child abuse and torture. No wonder as adults they express so much anger. In addition, most men regret the lack of relationship with their father. If you want to see a man cry, give him a safe environment and get him to talk about his father. Usually so much sadness comes up as men speak of all the unsaid things between them and how they wish their childhoods might have been. Women as a culture have been brainwashed into believing that in order to be a good woman, she needs to put everyone else's needs before her own. There are so many women who walk around in deep resentment because they feel forced to give service to others because of obligation. No wonder so many women are exhausted. Mothers who work usually have 2 full-time jobs. Self-sacrifice kills the one who sacrifices. We women do not have to get sick in order to get some rest. I think many diseases in women are a way of getting some rest. It's the only excuse many women will allow themselves in order to take time off. They have to be flat on their backs before they will say no. We women need to know, really know, that we are not second-class citizens. This is a myth perpetrated by certain segments of society, and it is nonsense. The soul has no inferiority. The soul doesn't even have sexuality. We must learn to value our own lives and our own abilities as much as we have been taught to value others. I know that when the feminist movement first came about, women were so angry at the injustices that were levied upon them that they blamed men for everything. And that was okay at the time, though. Women needed to get out their frustrations for a while, sort of like therapy. If you go to a therapist to work out your childhood abuse, then you need to express all those feelings before you can heal. However, when we are given the time to express those feelings, then the pendulum swings to a more balanced point. This is what is happening to women now. It is time for us to release the anger and the blame, the victimhood and the powerlessness. Now it is time for women to acknowledge and claim their own power. Now is the time for women to take their thinking in hand and to begin to create the world of equality we say we want. When we as women learn to take care of ourselves in a positive way, to have self-respect and self-worth, life for all human beings, including men, will have taken a quantum jump in the right direction. There will be respect and love between the sexes, and both men and women will honor each other. We will learn that there is plenty for everyone, and that we can bless and prosper each other. I believe we can create a world where it is safe for us to love each other, where we can all be happy and whole. For a long time, women have wanted to have more dominion over their own lives. Now we have the window of opportunity to be all that we can be. Yes, there is still much inequity in the earning power and legal power of men and women. We still settle for what we can get in the courts of law. The laws were written for men. The courts talk about what a reasonable man would do, even in cases of rape. I would like to encourage all of us women to begin a grassroots campaign and to rewrite the laws so that they are equally favorable to both men and women. The collective energy of women united in a common cause can be awesome. 75 years ago, women were campaigning for their right to vote. Today, we can run for office. I encourage women to run for political positions. We belong in politics. It is an open field for us. There are none of the restrictions of the corporate world. if we want to shape our laws and our governments so that they are